And we're rocking the EJ Witten Legends game tonight at Etihad Stadium. And get along, take the kids. It's going to be a fantastic night down there at Etihad Stadium and all of the superstars in action. And then on Saturday night, get along to the Witten Oval for the All-Stars game and the showcase of the best of women's football. Can't wait to be out there at the Witten Oval. It's going to be broadcast live on Channel 7, so you can see that as well. And two of the stars are going to be playing, Darcy Vesio and Elise O'Day, join us. Girls, congratulations, first of all, on being selected in the All-Star game. And talk us through what this means to you on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. It's pretty exciting. It's the last time we're all going to get to play in these teams and with this bunch of girls. And so it's sort of a celebration of women's football, and it's an exciting week, and hopefully we can put on a good product.
Now, Liz, you haven't been picked up yet in for the teams next year. We haven't had the draft yet.
No. Nope.
But we'll be looking at you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So how does that feel going into this game? The last couple of years have been great because you go out and play and there's been a lot of attention. This time, you're playing for a spot on a list.
That's it. But, all you can really do is just focus on the team things, and hopefully if your team plays well, then you play well.
Yeah. Idolises Chris Judd, at least. That was a voice you just heard. Loved watching Chris Judd play. So looking forward to seeing you Saturday night. Alongside you is Darcy Vesio, who will be playing in the Western Bulldogs All-Star team on Saturday night, but is signed as a marquee player for Carlton. What are you thinking, Darcy? No one wants to play for Carlton, do they?
No, I'm really excited about it, actually.
Where are you from originally?
From Wangaratta.
Now, you played for the Wangaratta Magpies up there in the netball. What made you jump over to footy?
I guess I played footy from the age of 5 and had to give it up when I was 14. So I switched to netball, basketball, tennis and pretty much anything else with a ball. So when I came back, came down to Melbourne, I saw the opportunity and, yeah,
didn't
say no.
And you've been picked up. How does that feel to be picked up as a marquee player? It must be wonderful for you.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. I think it feels a bit strange at the moment because we don't have very many teammates yet. So I feel more like a spokeswoman for the Carlton women's team. But I'm really excited to pull on the jumper and, yeah.
And this must be exciting, Darcy and Elise, for both of you. As you said, you get to the age of 14, you're playing football, a game you love, and then you run out of options because, the boys' league takes over. For the next generation of young girls, at least my daughter's playing in the warm-up game before you guys on Saturday night, played her first year and absolutely loved it. To see that there is a pathway now for the next generation must fill you guys with a lot of joy.
Yeah, definitely. It's really exciting. They're going to be taking our spots in years to come. But, it's just fantastic. I remember growing up and people laughing at me when I said I wanted to play football professionally, and now look what we're doing next year. It's pretty exciting.
Now, you've had a wonderful journey, Elise. You played with Belle Connon up in Canberra.
Yep.
They're the Magpies as well, aren't they, memory?
Know. Yeah.
That's where Hurdy came from, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't think he played for the Maggies, though. But, he might have at one stage.
He might have played for Ainslie.
Yeah,
he and Bucks played in the same team, didn't they?
Yeah. But you played Gaelic footy as well. Were you in London or?
No.
Where were you?
I don't know where you got that bit of information from.
I'm sorry, I've played Gaelic football.
Maybe it's from my last name.
Did you play state cricket?
It's got an Irish.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Did you play cricket?
Played a bit of everything, everything. Okay. Softball, basketball, netball, everything.
And Darcy, you work as a graphic designer at the Carlton Football Club, and now you're going to be their marquee.
Does that mean you graffiti the walls or what?
Nah, just add a bit of definition to my arms and stuff if I need to clip myself out.
And you're also a multicultural ambassador for the game as well, with Italian and Chinese background. So do you have brothers and sisters as well who are interested in AFL football?
Yeah, I've got an older brother and a younger brother. My younger brother plays for Montrose Football Club.
Yep.
And my older brother used to play, but now he's focused on guitar. So.
And Italian and Chinese background, geez, you'd be lining up to go around to the house for dinner, wouldn't you?
Yeah, fantastic.
Wonderful. Now, at least I ask with trepidation because I don't know if this information's right on my sheet now, but you work at ProBuild, do you?
I used to work at ProBuild, so when I first came down to Melbourne.
So alongside Andrew Zinni, who was a great soccer player who won the Rothman Medal playing for Juventus in the old days.
I remember the name. Yeah, I was just in the finance department, so we were sort of just hidden away on level 5 back then.
Yeah, the school with Andrew was a great soccer player down there at the boys at ProBuild, Phil Merton and all those guys.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, at least you've got it covered. I reckon it's wonderful coming out of the building industry and playing footy. And to Darcy, who's got a wonderful background, coming down to Melbourne. I just think it's wonderful. You two girls have been able to come from Canberra and from Wangaratta and then re-find your love of the sport. You're being showcased tomorrow night. Next 6 months, you'll be playing professional footy.
Yeah. it's exciting.
Now, what's the word amongst the girls in the last couple of days about the payments? Is it angst, or is everyone happy, or what's going on?
Oh, to be honest, we've all been used to paying to play, so any sort of thing we can get is great. We're not too worried about it. We know that once people see the product, and you know, we have something good to it.
It's going to build up. It's going to come.
And I think when you see it on Saturday night, and I must admit to having not seen a lot of it before, but the girls played an unbelievable standard. There's great talent out there, and I think that will look after itself, as it will on Saturday night, where there'll be a big TV audience, big crowd out there. They sold a lot of tickets at the Witten Oval, so get along. Rosie, you're going to be out there watching the game
on Saturday night? I am. I can't get there till 6 o'clock, but I will be there with bells on. It'll be fantastic.
And Darcy, I think the thing that we take out of that is the women are so excited about playing, but so too is the footy industry. So everyone in the footy industry saying, come on, we need to get this. This is the best day we can have today, but let's make it the start of something really great, and really looking forward to being part of it. So good luck, girls. Elise O'Day and Darcy Vesio playing tomorrow. Head to head, will you look out for each other on the ground? Try and clean each other up?
We play together at club level, so we wouldn't be doing each other any favours if we do something silly.
That's it.
Good idea, girls. Great stuff.
I reckon the first ball will be bouncing. They'll go flat out and try and knock each other out.
Yeah. Darcy used to ding hit his teammates at train it.
So. It's just a rite of passage. That's the way it works. 4 minutes to 7. Great to catch up with the girls, and looking forward to the women's match on Saturday night. This is Triple M's Hot Breakfast.